Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. I appreciate you. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo, powered by Viral Voiceovers. Yes, this is a wonderful rain-soaked day. My goodness, we're in Michigan, of course. We've had a lot of rain lately, and I'm sure a lot of people have had rain. It's better than the white stuff, I guess we always say, but it is May. I mean, May, you know, April showers bring May flowers. I think it's actually the reverse effect. Flowers are coming in April. All of a sudden, we got snow. Flowers went away. Now we got the showers. It's almost like a reverse roll here, you know, it's like whatever. Anyway, wanted to thank you so much for joining us today in our program. We do appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I'm sure everybody's got something to do today, especially during the pandemic. Of course, a lot of us are still probably sitting around and waiting it out, staying safe, which is important, I feel. And also, I feel that, you know, hey, you know, if you really think about it, you know, just take your vitamins, start exercising, do other things, you know, keep your mind occupied. Because I even including myself, my goodness, you can get really stuck in just a rut, just sitting around and wondering, you know, what's next in life, I guess you could think, you could say. But quite honestly, myself, being involved with this industry, online internet marketing, online marketing, network marketing, multi-level marketing, marketing, I guess. I've always been a marketer. I got to be honest, maybe I haven't been the greatest salesman in the world, but definitely have a lot of great ideas and concepts and worked with some great companies throughout my career, including worked as an employee for one major company for 4 years straight and helped a lot of individuals as an upline type of role. Bringing those people, bringing up their incomes and helping them elevate to great successes. So it's been a journey for me. I mean, my whole life it's been a journey, you know. But hey, you know what? It's part of life. And I asked God years ago when I was a young person. I said, I'm kidding, but I said, Lord, let me live for everything. I want everything, good, bad, ugly. Let's and the nice times. Let's bring it on, you know. I think God took me literally, all right, because, yeah, there's a lot of ups and downs, and we all have ups and downs in life, right, but I have had a lot of experience. That's one thing I got to chalk it up for, you know. I have had a lot of experience. There's a lot of, detrimental times and depressing times, sure, in life, but like I said, we all go through that, but quite honestly, man, I thank my lucky stars for the experience that I've achieved or that I've had, and I was able to achieve other things in life. And including seeing my kids grow up and be able to be hopefully a good parent to two beautiful children and you know, be a good husband to my wife. So anyway, this is not a Dr. Phil show. I love Dr. Phil, by the way, but this is actually we're glad you're here today to talk a little bit about how you're building your business, how you're getting through this pandemic, getting through this COVID-19, which has affected, like I said, not thousands, but millions of lives throughout the world. And now is a perfect opportunity for anybody who has worked a home-based business, or I should say working from home for your company that you are presently employed with. Now, maybe a lot more people are thinking, you know what, maybe it's not a bad idea to start working other things, having other streams of income, so I can benefit myself and my family as I move on through my life towards retirement, towards being able to travel. You know, once this thing gets lifted, and God willing, it'll be shortly. A lot of people, I'm sure, want to do different things to still be able to travel. So we'll go on their cruises and go and see the world and all that. But for now, for the time being, this is a perfect opportunity to build your business, to build up your credibility online, as an online marketer, as an internet marketer, really write a book. I mean, there really is a lot of things that you can do to better yourself and to better your help out your family's future by simply, you know, really seriously just by just doing something, anything. That's really the reason for the title of this particular show today. And I've had a few of them that I've kind of kept the same title last week. It's a really short one. I was just doing testing still. The official launch of this program is really, it looks like it's really going to be in June. But we're doing a weekly right now just to get some things going. We got some new gear we purchased, and so we're working on that, testing that out. So when we start doing a podcast, we have a better quality show. And also, I have some really patient guests that I've invited on the show that will be coming on our show shortly over the next couple of weeks once we do officially launch. And so we can have a lot of fun with that and give you some great content and great information so you can help, it can help you build your business. But yeah, sort of about myself. Okay, you know, what's his name? Robert J. with your radio program. We started this program, this is the first, our first broadcast was in 2009. Going back, what, almost 11, 12 years now, right? We've been, it's been on the air. And we've only done a few shows here and there. We were going to do consistent things, but how things change, just like the internet, just like software changes and it's improved. We have, that's happened, you know, and it's okay. It's actually, like I said, like I was saying earlier, you live and you learn, right? You learn from your experiences. But story about myself real quick in a nutshell is that I started out and went to, grew up in New York, went to New Jersey High School there, then moved to Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, and went back to New York a couple of times, different jobs. Worked at my second, the last time actually, in the stint for New York, was back in the 80s, and I worked as a phenomenal job. I wrote specifications for the F-14 Tomcat. What, I mean, just the most rewarding job, and also the fact that you were actually working with Donation to help better secure everybody's safety through the F-14, the Tomcat. Love that plane, and now since been retired, of course, I guess just kind of like me from the aerospace industry. But with saying that, when I came back to Michigan, you know, you go through life, you get your ups and downs, whatever. And back in the late 80s, I met my bride, and eventually we went through a lot of different things. And I've always been in business. I've always been network marketing somewhere or another. I've always been in sales. I had my own lemonade stand as a kid. Who didn't do that, right? I had my own bazaar over there at the, in Flushing, Queens. Literally had like a little carnival thing. Everybody was a winner. That's probably why the same business didn't run, because everybody became winners in the first 3 hours of my bizarre carnival type of thing I was doing in my courtyard. Anyway, this is a rambling show. Obviously, we're testing things, but just to tell you a little bit about myself, and I probably will do more of a more structured testimonial. Yeah, and I'm one of our future shows. Once we officially launch the new program. Now, I've had different ideas throughout my life, and one thing is always wanted to be independent, always wanted to be a millionaire. Who doesn't want to be a millionaire, right? I wanted not to have to work for somebody the rest of my life. With saying that, the experience I got from working with somebody was definitely a great thing, you know. We all can live and learn from experiences, right? But with saying all that, I really wanted to do something powerful. And I got a little older and played baseball. That was like every American boy's dream, wanted to be a professional baseball player. That didn't work out. I got into music and pursued that, and made plenty of recordings when I was in New York. Last time in New York, a good buddy of mine, my original guitar player for my first band, we got together, collaborated, and we made several tunes and came out actually pretty good for two people, you know. And with saying that, you know, it's like once you hit the burn, I feel in music, you get the burn, right? And wrote a song called Time for Change back in 87. And my idea of Time for Change was my music. I'm a rock and roller, but I was thinking, well, you know, the country's up and coming. We'll see what happens, you know. But kind of going that route, not that I was going to leave my rock and roll ideas, but I just kind of liked the Eagles, grew up loving the Eagles and all kinds of, you know, Southern Rock, Leonard Skinner and Marshall Tucker Band. You know, I really enjoyed the music. And I was thinking, you know. So with saying all that, it was really almost the project really was Prescott Dawson Project. My stage name, if you will, was Rob Prescott, and I worked with another guy, Gary Dawson, and we put some great stuff together. We really did a nice thing for two people, and a four-tracker, you know, in a house over there in Massapequa, New York. So saying that, we put a bunch of stuff together, and then I got back to Michigan eventually, and then stayed in New York, got married and stayed in New York and stuff, and I went back here. like I said earlier, I met my bride and all, and just started getting more serious, if you will, with life, you know, and started doing different things. Eventually got into radio, and that was 93, November 93. My uncle was a famous, world-famous, Universal Soul polka musician. He was a polka king of New Jersey, and I had his records, and had a friend of my, my wife's cousin, actually, was on this one station, and she recommended I, you know, do advertising over there. Went over there. Next thing you know, they heard, they knew that my uncle, who my uncle was, and they said, "Hey, why don't you do a show?" So I did a show for, and that's about 6 weeks. I found out right then, early on, why they call it brokered radio. Look, there's a more, the longer you stay on, the broker you get. It was up to you to go out and get your sponsors, of course, which I did actually. Made my own commercials, and it was a great experience. It was fun. About a year later, I got back into it again, doing another show. Well, first one was Polkas Till Dawn. The second one was Saturday Morning Polkas. I worked with my dad. Lasted about 6 months. We did that show for. They had changed their format or something, so our show kind of ended because they were changing the format of the station at that particular time, so we didn't have really a choice. But it was, like I said, once again, it was fun. And with that, I had experience. Eventually, a couple of years down the road, I got approached again by someone else who wanted to do a Southern Gospel type of show, a Christian show. And we did great. We produced the show, and eventually we syndicated that show within a year's time. With that, I met some other people. We did another show I produced, and then eventually worked at the station, which I met some great people. And eventually, after a couple of years, we went to internet radio, was just coming into play. And I was part of that station as we pioneered internet radio, where a little station, 1,000-watt station, could be heard anywhere in the world, right? So it's pretty cool how that worked out. So eventually, I got out of that, went back to, because radio depends on what station you're with. You know, if you're not really a big station, you know, it's kind of like they're almost starving, you know. So I kind of got, quote unquote, if you want to call it, serious. And I got back into working with, just going to a regular job. You know, worked at the local telephone company and just had different career changes over time. But I always missed radio, always missed the music, the rock and roll, and all these different things. And I really still, fills my heart to this day. You know, once you get bit, you know, it's once you get the desire, it's hard to just let it go, you know. But, so still got my, you know, my music, and I've got my, some videos I've done, you know, basement style, but still they were pretty cool, you know, for the time where we're working on that. As far as my radio, got a lot of my shows recorded, so I'm working on a project now to just get a lot of stuff updated and edited and all that stuff, and eventually I'll have that airing one day, you know, hopefully soon. But, you know, technology, everything's on video, everything's on cassette tapes. You know, so it's, a lot of that stuff has to be converted onto now, you know, more digital where we are in this day and age. So we'll see what happens. But for the most part, I'm glad you're here today to talk about the business. So tell you a little bit about myself, where I came from, I guess you could say. I apologize for babbling on. I could babble on with the best of them. I'm just going to say the worst of them. This is Robert J. Once again, with Viral Voiceovers. You can check us out at viralvoiceovers.com. You can also follow us at RJ OK Will. It's RJ OK Will. So my entire name, my name is Robert John Willis Okuska. And a lot of times on the internet, you may see me as RJ or Robert J. Willis, just to make it easier for people to understand and pronounce and all that fun stuff. Just making, you know, I guess I don't want to make it too difficult. But as I got involved with like the internet and stuff like that after the year 2000 and so, myself personally, another burn as far as, God, what can I do with internet? I educated myself, started making websites, started doing just writing a lot of different things, and eventually then I started doing blogging. I blogged a ton, and found this station here, Blog Talk Radio, which I've been on for, like I said, about 11-12 years. And it's a cool medium, and there's so many other podcasting tools out there for you to grow your podcast. So with saying all that, it doesn't really matter who you are, where you were, you came from. You just turn on, you know, just start talking. Just start talking about what is it your passion. That's what I recommend anybody to do. Now, as far as getting involved and making money online, yes, you can make money. You can monetize podcasts. You can monetize pretty much anything you want if you put your mind to it. And stay focused. That's the most important thing, because I know myself included that I get involved with different things, and all of a sudden you get unfocused whether it's life in general or it's just you got too many irons in the fire, you know. I am a believer in multiple streams of income, by all means. But at the same token, you have to build the first one, right, before you really justify going to the next thing. You know, Tarzan, when he went through the woods in the jungle, right, you know, he went from vines. He went from one vine to another, right? Thing is, if he had unfocused himself and looked over to the right or left, I think it's a comedy about the kind of the mocking Tarzan, you're the George of the Jungle, right? If he wasn't paying attention, then, you know, he wouldn't get to the other side of the jungle, right? Meet Jane, right? So that's kind of where it's a crazy kind of way to look at it, but we're all trying to meet Jane, right? Whether it be Jane, your love of your life, or Jane maybe be the ultimate goal that you're shooting for as far as to successful financially, or just maybe you want to be famous, whatever it is you're shooting for, whatever you're striving towards, you have to have a clear vision and stay focused, that's for sure. And like I said, the pandemic could be one excuse. Oh my God, I didn't do anything because it was, you know, a word. I understand fear, man. Fear, false evidence appearing real. Oh my God, I fight with fear every single day. You know, in the morning, you're like, oh my God, you know what? It's just a waste of energy. You really need to just focus on what it is that you want to do. And for you to get from point A to point B, you just got to start just doing it instead of just thinking about it. Just do it. Just get out there. Like today, I'm all over the place with this particular podcast, radio show, internet radio, whatever. You know, I'm just babbling on, sure, but I'm just giving you some information. As far as we're kind of so we can relate. So you see where I came from as an average person, right? But I plan on doing great things. I still plan on doing great things. I'm working on a project yesterday, editing some stuff, some of my video things that I can provide to the audience out there, of course, and to a good friend of my family, of stuff we've done. And so that's important to me. You know, whatever's important to you, you know, that's something you should strive towards. If it's just to get do a podcast to say hi to your family anywhere in the world, it's amazing. You just get on there and start talking, you know. I got some equipment. I'm working on that, and I'm pretty excited about actually having good stuff. I'm watching some people. I'm joining some groups. I was giving advice the other day in a Facebook group to a podcaster. So, hey, I'm glad to help. People are helping me, and I'm helping them. And if I don't have a problem, I go online nowadays. You know, so you can find out so much information out there, you know, for you to become successful in something. And, you know, whatever it is, just nowadays, God bless all those people that take the time to make the videos and get instructions on how things work and you know, certain tools, whether it be tools or whether it just be motivation, you know, you're down, put on a motivational tape. I've done that. I did it yesterday. It was really made me inspired, you know, to do other things. So. Thanks for tuning in today. I appreciate it. It really is a blessing to have each and every one of you join me today. This is Robert J. You're listening to Your Radio Promo, Viral Voiceover, powered by Viral Voiceovers. I know so many words there. Viral Voiceovers actually was started several years ago, me doing voiceovers and stuff like that. A friend of mine started a company, and that was part of how I started. I was just going to do voiceovers, and next thing you know, it ended up where, gosh, I just put this, make my own website and start selling it. And I did that as well. And then I got busy with the regular job, you know, type of thing. So, of course, I didn't pursue it. I could probably feel like I probably should have. But I did recently resurrect that, Viral Voiceovers and Blog Talk. And the other one, Your Radio Promo, was set up strictly to do advertising. Like, you come over here, we're talking about your business, your ideas, your concepts, whatever it is you want to talk about, we'll put it on our show, and it'll be Your Radio Promo. And that's how that came about. But we're going to continue on with this particular show only because what's happened recently. I mean, see how the pandemic changes things. Changed things for me. I'm still actually planning on doing another show, and I might actually somehow combine it with this one. Hopefully I can. Maybe I'll have like a weekly show for that, and I'll have like a daily show for what I'm doing, what I'm talking to you about today. But the other show that I was pursuing was to highlight. I talked about my music before. So I want to bring out, you know, I want to share with people what I've done, you know. But I also really, I think it's more important, not just for me, but for me to help share with the musicians of the world. That's really a music thing. I'm going to share with other musicians of the world, whether they're nowadays musicians or before, whatever. But I want to share with them on people that were pretty good and that almost made it, if you will. Maybe didn't have the backing, the finances, maybe didn't go to work, you know. But I'm looking for people like that who I can interview. And also I'm bringing up people who maybe sat around for 20, 30 years, maybe sit around but they got busy. The Miracles is a perfect example. Motown band. Motown kind of didn't die. Motown never died, but a lot of those musicians, you know, the need wasn't there. So a lot of them went back to work. A lot of them worked factories and did what they had to do to provide for their families during the dark days of not having Motown, a lot of the great acts being popular. And of course, he came back strong in the 90s and still pretty popular today. Unfortunately, a lot of our great stars are passing on. But yeah, so I really would like to. I plan on talking to other folks who have actually put it out there and put it back out there, I should say, and maybe re-release an album that they did 20, 30 years ago, and they just went back in there, remixed some things, and you know, who knows? It became famous, you know. And I have one particular group I'm referring to. I won't release the name just yet, but I plan on actually having a nice interview with them, talking about that. And the show is going to be called Legacy 80, The Band That Never Was. And you can fill in the blank, like never was recorded, never was signed, never was, whatever, you know. And they can kind of give me what they want me to say during that particular program. And, of course, I'll be still featuring, hopefully I'll be able to, you know, get a couple of my old bandmates on here as well, talk about our days in the band and what it felt like, and a lot of us were a lot younger then, of course. But and who knows, they will inspire somebody else who's out there trying to make it, you know, give them some secrets or whatever. And that's the whole thing about this particular program, Your Radio Promo, is that the guests I'm going to have on here are also, they're coming out of here they're not going to pay me or whatever for the show. It's free, but I want them to come on here to give me a tip or two on how they were successful in their business. So this way, maybe they can help out somebody else. And by the way, it doesn't have to be just internet marketing, online marketing. It could be somebody washing windows or somebody who's, you know, in construction or doing lawn care, stuff like that, you know. So I've got a list of different people and different guests that I do plan on inviting onto the show. And that's going to, you know, like I said, most likely we'll be officially launching our total program in June, and I'm going to go from there. But just feel free to just keep on tuning in every Tuesday, 11:30. That's what the program's going to be on, at least until further notice. But I guess we'll see. I kind of like 11:30 time. 11:30 is right before lunchtime, and you know, right at noon you can end the program and see, you know, how that goes. But what's cool about this particular program, if you're thinking about doing any kind of podcasting or promotion for your company, this is a great thing, because this is, my program is literally right now to be heard anywhere in the world. So, and it's recorded. So therefore the program also could be re-listened to at a later date. They don't have to be on here at 11:30 Eastern Michigan time. They can be, you know, sleeping right now or whatever, you know, doing something else and tune into it later on. So it's pretty exciting. Once again, this is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo, powered by Viral Voiceovers. And looking forward to, like I said, having a great summer. out here. Hopefully this pandemic stuff will fade away. I do give my condolences and prayers go out to anybody who's been affected by this pandemic, whether it be you lost a loved one or you've been sick yourself, maybe you lost other things as well, financially speaking. I have a tough time. Regardless, my heart goes out to you, and I do hope we do get past this thing a lot sooner than later. It does seem like a lot of businesses here locally are going to be opening back up by the end of this week. Where we live, it's a big state. Michigan's a real big state. So it's amazing how long it is. You know, from one tip to the other, it could take you 14, 15 hours. Our upper peninsula of Michigan and up north, per se, apparently a lot of stores are going to be opening back up there. So hopefully we'll have the same thing here in southeastern Michigan as well as, the lower part, the lower peninsula. And like I said, I hope the same thing. I know other states are opening up as well. I wish them the very best of everything, and hopefully we can all get through this together. I know there's a lot of people are concerned about their rights being invaded. You know, I totally understand, you know, by all means, but that's definitely still, please, everybody, still keep, you know, whether you believe it or not, okay, but, you know, please still keep an eye on the government, okay, because when we became, in this country, the United States of America, when we got our freedoms, from tyranny, how do you pronounce it, and, you know, that's what we have to keep the government in check. Now, that doesn't mean you go cause harm to someone else either. Well, you know, you don't go, you know, just us. But yeah, I understand to a certain degree that, yeah, we still have to keep government in check no matter what. Republican, Democrat, independent, whatever. As at the end of the day, we're all Americans. We're all in this, you keep thinking that thing, it's like an old cliche now, right? We're all in this together. It's true. But as Americans, long before this pandemic, long before World War One, World War Two, even the Civil War, okay, the Revolutionary War, we're all in this together. We have people that actually went and fought and lost their lives to protect our rights. So we have, to, just like I said, I don't, it's not a political show, but any stretch of imagination. But I wanted to mention that, you know, that it's important to keep your government, your local government, to check, but also respect them. You know, I don't think a lot of these people really personally want to have, everybody have to stay home. They're just trying. I, in my mind, they're trying to protect us. I understand that, but like I said, once again, we also have to, as adults, we have to also remember too that, you know, that our rights need to be protected. And it's okay to voice your opinions and protest peacefully, you know, and keep our government, like I said, in check, and don't ever surrender our freedoms. That's for sure. Those guys 200 years ago, and even World War II, Vietnam War, they were all the wars, man. All of our American patriots, God rest their souls. I honor every single military personnel that ever put on a uniform. Remember even police, fire. You know, I mean, all first responders now, and all these medical staff. Everyone, I God bless you. Thank you. I love you. I appreciate everything you've done for us, and continue to do for us to this day. So, you know, don't ever think I disrespect that. I call them. Anyway, getting ready to close out the show today, but I do appreciate you tuning in. This is Robert J with Your Radio Promo, powered by Viral Voiceovers. Feel free to check us out. Just go to viralvoiceovers.com. That's viralvoiceovers.com. I'm actually working on the site right now, so this will bring you to information on the shows. That's what I recommend, actually. Just put them in your favorites over at viralvoiceovers.com, and also follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, as well as Instagram. At RJOKWILO. That's RJOKWILO. All right. Thanks so much, everybody. Have yourself a wonderful day. Remember, you can make a difference. Just take one day at a time.